It is 60 degrees here on WEOL, and it is time for Bobby DiBiasio of the Cleveland Guardians, brought to you on AM 930, WEOL 100.3 FM by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby D, good morning.
Hey, Les, good morning to you, sir. How are things?
Oh, very, very, very good. Very good. Welcome home, by the way. You guys just got back from Kansas City.
Yeah, we absolutely had a tough road trip going through Detroit and Kansas City. After that terrific victory pitching effort by Tristan McKenzie against the Yankees last Sunday, truly thought that we had some good momentum going into Detroit and Kansas City as the team was playing well. And unfortunately, the way baseball goes, it just didn't go our way. And now we regroup and have 8 games in 7 days as we move into the All-Star break.
Well, first off, where are we now because of yesterday's loss?
Well, we're 4.5 back, still in second place. The White Sox are right behind us, Minnesota leading the division. In the wild card race, we're only 2 or 3 games back in the wild card with a couple teams in front of us. So while we did stub our toe on this road trip, we're still right in it. We need a good week here. We had a bad week last week. We need a good week at home again as we play 8 games in 7 days, which includes a day-night doubleheader tomorrow. So if you're one of those that loves those weekday day games, we have one tomorrow at 1:10 versus the White Sox, and also at 7:10.
Now, we also got one tonight at 6:35.
Yeah, well, 7:10 is the first pitch. 6:35 is when the broadcast pregame show and all will begin. But, White Sox come into town, and we get it rolling tonight. So it should be a really good over the course of the next 3 days, play 4 games against the White Sox. On your schedule normally that people might have, it shows an off day on Thursday, but that's now a 7:10 start against Detroit for a rainout. So 4 against the White Sox, 4 against the Tigers. Then we go to the All-Star game, which will be in Los Angeles, and have Jose Ramirez, Emmanuel Clase, and Andrés Giménez, 3 All-Stars representing the Cleveland Guardians, and a real fun effort yesterday by our skipper in announcing it to our ball club. You know, everybody knew that Jose Ramirez was in the All-Star game. He was a finalist to be a starter. Emmanuel Clase is leading the league in saves and one of the top closers in all of baseball. We just haven't given him enough chance to give him the ball in the 9th inning when we're ahead. Tito did a little hesitation less, and guys were wondering what that was all about. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, yeah, we got one more. And that's when he surprised Andrés Giménez with the fact that he made the All-Star team. So 3 Guardians representing the city of Cleveland in L.A., at the All-Star game next week.
Bob, can you talk a little bit more about Andrés? New to the team, a lot of fans may not know his background or how he got here.
Yeah, well, he was in that big trade with, Francisco Lindor going over to the Mets when Frankie and Carlos Carrasco went to the Mets, and we got Amed Rosario and Andrés Giménez and a couple other guys. 24 years old, has been in the big leagues now a few years, was the starting shortstop for the New York Mets. He and Amed Rosario flip-flopping shortstop second base for the Mets a couple years ago. And he's now just 24 years old, as is Emmanuel Clase. And, the kid just, he's really an incredibly likable, hardworking young man. And, as reported from Tito's little show in the clubhouse yesterday, the clubhouse erupted when guys heard that Andrés was an All-Star. and a really wonderful support from his teammates, how excited they were for him as a young player. Really good young man.
Bob, what will the other guys do during the All-Star break? Is there any set protocol, or will they spend some time with friends and family?
No, they'll get back to their house, which obviously they haven't seen their home since they left for spring training in February. So a lot of them like to get back to their own home for the first time in a number of months. All-Star game being in L.A., and then we open the season on the road in Chicago. So we'll probably regroup here in Cleveland, and then I'll take a flight to Chicago as we open the All-Star break, going to Chicago. Then we go to Boston. Then we go to Tampa for a long road trip here right out of the All-Star break. But guys will, relax. We've played a lot of doubleheaders. We played like we're doing this week. We're playing 8 games in 7 days. There'll be a lot of guys who just want to get off their feet and relax.
And like you said, tonight, Guardians hosting White Sox, game one.
Yep, game one of the 4-game set over 3 days. And again, 4 straight against the Tigers. We need to regroup, get ourselves going. Big weekend. Check out CleGuardians.com. We got Christmas in July on Friday, courtesy of our friends at Great Lakes Brewery. We got Sugardale Dollar Dogs, fireworks, Jose Ramirez bobblehead on Saturday. We got a lot going on this weekend, so check it out at CleGuardians.com.
I will never hear Bobby DiBiasio say the following quote: "Well, there's nothing going on today."
You better believe that.
Never going to happen. Bobby D, as usual, wonderful to talk to you. We will talk to you again. Take care.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Guardians.
You got it. Go Guardians.